it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back, but they're never going to hear their names. Well, maybe at Christmas. We'll find out. In today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, various different ways, platforms, devices that you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Nobody better qualified to bring you how to do it, the old how to do it manual, or, you know, Internet for Dummies, however you want to describe it, then Mr. Joe Spano.
Thank you, Bob. And there's so many ways to take Sports Byline on the go, starting with our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link. There's a wealth of archived interviews on our website. All that more at sportsbyline.com. There's the great apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable, any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and also all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. If you're serving this country anywhere around the world or in this country itself, we're happy and proud to bring you a little taste of home.
Well, on this Monday, coming out of a Week 5 NFL Sunday, NFL going to be the focus most of the way. We'll touch on the Major League Baseball, and at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News will join us, and we'll get his take on all the doings and all the storylines coming out of a Week 5 NFL Sunday. Bob, that's pretty much the rundown of what's coming up on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Up next, we'll hit the ground running and start recapping game by game a Week 5 NFL Sunday, as only we can do here on the Spano and Black Attack. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick off this Monday edition of The Attack right after this.
As a pro, every job matters. And I know that I could always trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With big discounts on bulk purchases, I spend less time shopping around and more time getting the work done.
Now through November 1st at Lowe's, come into your local Lowe's store and get 20% off all in-stock fiberglass insulation. Hurry in today and visit the Pro Desk in-store for details. Valid October 5th, 2016 through November 1st, 2016. U.S. only.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Blacko with time. He throws for the end zone for Perryman. Was he in bounds? Touchdown.
The receiver got 1 foot down. His second foot landed out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass.
Blacko has time. Throws for Wallace. Incomplete.
37. Roethlisberger dials up the deep ball. Looking for the connection. He's got Coates. And he's gone. Touchdown, Steelers. Wide open. Touchdown, Jesse James.
Steelers looking for the knockout punch. Roethlisberger. End zone, touchdown, Sammy Coates.
Some highlights of a pair of early games from a Week 5 NFL Sunday bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. He's Bob Black. And again, that number, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Some highlights of Redskins and Ravens from Baltimore and Steelers and Jets from Heinz Field. Those highlights courtesy of Fox and CBS respectively, Bob. And those two games are probably as good a place as any to start in this first big segment of the Spano and Black Attack on a Monday coming out of a Week 5 NFL Sunday.
Yeah, no question about it. Let's start with the Redskins and the Ravens. And look, when you're a team in a mediocre division and you have the opportunity to just grab a win and you're able to do it on the road like the Redskins were able to do yesterday, you know, guess what? I don't care if it was ugly. I don't care how they went about doing it. I don't care how close they were to losing it. They won the football game. They go to 3-2. They're competitive in their division. They're 5 straight wins on the road right now, which is after losing, I think it was 15 in a row or 12 of 15, something like that, leading up to this last season. The Redskins are managing to get it done, and they did it on the road in a very tough place to play against a, you know, good but not great Baltimore Raven football team.
Well, both of these teams have one thing in common. They're one of many. Neither of them is a bad football team. Neither of them is a good football team. They're one of many. And at 3-2, they're legitimate contenders for playoff spots. How deep teams like this could go in the playoffs and can they even get there remains to be seen. But they're two of many. And the realities are, you know, you watch this game. It was a low-scoring game. The Washington defense played much better than it has throughout this season. Kirk Cousins was pretty average, and you can see why through the first quarter plus of the season that the Washington Redskins were a little hesitant to give him that big franchise quarterback type contract. He flat out hasn't played like one through the first 5 games of the season. Their running attack has been pretty lousy throughout, but despite all of that, as you said, sometimes it's not pretty. They're 3-2 on the year. And with Baltimore, their defense is flat out good. They realize that their defense is very good. Offensively, you know, they're pretty limited. Flacco not making the big chunk plays the way he used to. They did get something out of the running game this week led by Terrence West, but generally the running game's been pretty lousy. And to be honest with you, this was a game that was theirs for the taking. They left an awful lot of points on the field in this one, but as you say, the bottom line is a win is a win is a win, especially when you go on the road and you're facing some pretty good competition, and that's what happened here for the Redskins. So all in all, a good win for them, but I think you kind of see where both of these teams are. They're okay. They're both limited, and in this game, Washington fortunate to escape with the win as Baltimore left a lot of points on the field. And to be quite honest with you, you could see the offensive limitations of both clubs. Forget yardage, forget everything else. Washington 3-for-12 on third down, Baltimore 3-for-15 on third down. The realities are, with everything else we talked about not being something that's going to get it done, that's one of the overriding things that'll make sure you don't get it done.
Yeah, I can agree with that, and I think you're spot on right in your analysis. However, I think one difference between the two football teams, Joe, is the quarterbacks, in that I do believe, coming off of last year's injury, that when you're facing Baltimore in December, you're going to be looking at a better offense than what you're looking at right now in October. And Flacco, obviously, is a proven quarterback. He's being paid as one of the elites in the game. He has been one of the elites in the game, not so much this year. But I think as that rust continues to knock off, if they're getting any level of consistency out of their running game, and he's got good receivers on that on the outside, I think that will come and the offense will be there to a better degree as we evolve into the year. With Washington, I think right now what you see is what you get. And I don't know that, you know, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, there's a real distinct possibility with the Eagles playing good football, Giants being pedestrian. You know, you don't know what you're going to get out of Dallas, and they're talking about a quarterback switch when Tony Romo comes back. That 9-7 could very well win that division. You know, but I think Washington is what it is right now. Baltimore, I think they're a work in progress.
All right, that's fair. Again, you know, and I'll also point to the volume of points they left on the field in this one.
No
question. We
talked
about 3-for-15 for Baltimore on third downs. You had the C.J. Mosley fumble reaching out to score on what would have been a pick six, and he just drops the football, rolls through the end zone. And that was a 10-point swing in the game and maybe one of the true key points in this game. And I guess the other thing, once again, Baltimore poor in the red zone. When you are 1-of-3 in the red zone, you will lose a lot of football games.
Absolutely right.
What do you say we move on to another one of the 1 o'clock matchups? We'll head to Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. Steelers improved to 4-1, 31-13 over the New York Jets, who fall to 1-4. A couple of big takeaways for me from in this game. The Jets played decent in the first half. You know, the offense was pretty good. They were making some plays. They were moving the ball okay. Once again, they settled for field goals in the red zone, as the Jets usually do. Well, they went at halftime, and both sides made adjustments. The Steelers' adjustments worked. The Jets' adjustments did not. The Jets flat out could not move the ball at all in the second half. And on defense, they had no answers for the Steelers, both in the short passing game, the deep passing game, and in a few times they ran the ball, the running game. The second half was a Steelers whitewashing of the Jets. You can see why everybody thinks the Steelers are so good. They have so many weapons in the passing game, the most complete running back in the game, an offensive line that even decimated, whooped one of the best D-lines in all of football, and a defense that over the last couple of years hasn't been particularly good, that's really rounding into form. The Steelers are an incredibly dangerous team. The Jets, well, they're only dangerous if you're forced to watch them. The $12 million quarterback has been putrid. Whether it's throwing interceptions, turning over the football, or just not moving the team with any consistency. The defense gets torched in the secondary on a regular basis. It's really a Jets football team at 1-4 that finds their season in incredible peril, Bob.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, the storyline before the game, Ryan Fitzpatrick may be playing for his job, and he didn't pick the ball yesterday. He had a TD, but no interceptions. But he, again, we were talking about Kirk Cousins. This is a quarterback that is what he is, and this is the reason why the Jets were hesitant in giving him the kind of money that he was looking for. He's not going to get it done on a year-in, year-out, game-in, game-out basis. That starts at the top. Todd Bowles, as I mentioned last week, I'm starting to wonder whether or not this guy is the guy to lead this Jet team going forward. And unfortunately for New York Jet fans, as you said, if you're forced to watch, that's one thing. The other aspect of it is that, unfortunately for them, their defensive backfield has gotten old, they're banged up, and they're not particularly talented. They get exposed once the front seven wears down. Yesterday, they lost the battle in the trenches. And offensively, they've got the weapons allegedly in name, but Fitzpatrick is incapable, at least on a consistent basis, of making sure the job gets done. This is a team that's they're in for a long, long season, but I don't see any other way.
So other than that, everything's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bob, what do you say?
S-O-J, baby, S-O-J.
What do you say up next, you know, in the next segment? We go a little deeper with the Jets. I got a couple of questions for you I'd like you to tackle on the Jets before we move on to some other 1 o'clock action. That's next, along with your calls, 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. More of the Attack after this.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Well, you're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. We were talking Jets Steelers before we went to the break. I gave a take on it. Joe gave a take on it, but Joe had a couple of more questions about the Jets.
Yeah, and the reason I'm going after the Jets is I think we both agree the Steelers are one of the most dangerous teams in all the NFL with what they bring to the table on offense. And now with Le'Veon Bell back, it's only going to get better. And it's a defense that's really rounding into form. That said, the question's about the Jets. One up and four down on the year. Now, just realize a couple of things. I'll throw some things at you, and then I'll ask a question. 1-4 teams have somewhere less than a 10% chance of making the playoffs, I researched.
Six.
Well, it's a 6% chance.
Yep.
Nice job. All right, so 6% chance of making the playoffs. That's the standard 1-4 team. This 1-4 team has to head out to the desert and take on Arizona on a Monday night, an Arizona team that's 2-3 but has far bigger aspirations and probably is going to be pretty focused for this Monday night matchup after the last time they were on a national stage, they laid an egg. They then come home and they host Baltimore. Again, we talked about Baltimore. They're one of many. That makes you better than the Jets right now. So you could literally be 1-6 or at best 2-5 before you head on a two-game road trip and take on Cleveland, who you can probably beat, and Miami, who you can probably beat. You couple that with the $12 million man, it's a one-year deal. You know he's not back next year because he's not the quarterback of the future. You've seen the success that young quarterbacks have had in this league this year as far as hitting the ground running. Is it time? We're not going to find out about Christian Hackenberg because we know how green he is.
Right.
You know, we saw what Paxton Lynch did yesterday. He's too green. Do you think maybe we usher in the Bryce Petty era here in New York and try and figure out what they have in Bryce Petty, and perhaps they catch lightning in a bottle and they save a season that is pretty quickly slipping away?
Well, you know something, I from a perspective that we have, I would have no issue doing that. Now, I've given my opinion on Bryce Petty. I think he's going to end up being a career backup in this league. But, you know, hey, I've been wrong before. I'll probably be wrong again. Maybe he is lightning in a bottle, and you could take the chance of going in that direction. The message to the fans, however, is you've given up on the season. And okay. I think they're probably more liable to go with Geno than they are with Bryce Petty, because Geno, at least in this league, has won football games.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your fan base will understand that Fitzpatrick isn't getting it done. If you go with Petty, you know, it's probably 60-40. That's okay. If you go with Geno, it's probably about the same number. But I think in that front office, they're thinking to themselves, Geno probably gives you a better chance to win.
Okay. I just look at the season, and, you know, I don't like to quit on seasons this early. You know,
completely get where you're coming from.
Yeah, I understand realities are you're in it until you're not in it. It's hard to quit too early on an NFL season. But I'm looking, neither Geno nor Ryan are here next year. And I've seen the success. I'm thinking maybe it's time. I don't know that it changes anything. And I'm also wondering about the coach. I know you're only 2 years in, 10-6 last year, but they coughed it up in the game that could have put them in the playoffs last year to close out the year against Buffalo. And now you look at what they've done this year. You know, you got a coach with a defensive background. They give up more yards per pass play than any team in the National Football League by a wide margin, and they get burned on a regular basis. Yeah. That, and I'm watching the game unfold. You're down. It's a one-point game, but you're down. You're a one-win team, and you're down approaching halftime. Got timeouts. You decide to take a knee going to halftime. You don't even try and run an offensive play. Games, fourth quarter, you're down 11. You're not dead and buried, but you're on life support to be sure, and there should be a sense of urgency. Team's still huddling up with 4 or 5 minutes left. What about running no huddle and acting like you're losing by two scores instead of acting by winning, like you're winning by two scores? There are a lot of issues going on in Jetland. I don't know how safe Todd Bowles is, and I don't know how safe him and the offensive coordinator, Chan Gailey, should be based on what's transpired and the amount of money they're spending on this roster. Certainly Ryan Fitzpatrick's not money well spent, and me and you talked about it at the time. Once he went past $7 million and held them hostage, if they were smart, when they knew that far apart, when Brian Hoyer became available, there's the guy you go after, $3 million, He's not an upgrade from Fitzpatrick, but he's not a downgrade. And they could have used the other $9 million to fill some holes on this roster, and maybe they wouldn't be 1-4.
I think that's a fair assessment. You know how I feel about Bowles. I don't think that he's necessarily a bad coach, but there appears to be now a reason why he waited a while to get his shot. And he's very soft-spoken, doesn't seem to lose his cool. I'm not one of those guys that believes you need a coach that needs to trash the locker room when you're on a bad run. But I look at it and I just wonder if perhaps he's one of those guys that's better served as a coordinator than he is as a head coach. They've still got time in this season to let it play out. Maybe he rallies the troops. Maybe he doesn't. I don't think they're going to make a midseason change in any way, shape, or form. But certainly at the end of the year, I can believe he's in jeopardy. And if he's in jeopardy, certainly Chan Gailey's in jeopardy.
Yeah.
McCagnan's not. And I'll tell you why. He's accumulated, in my opinion, a pretty damn good roster. Does it have holes? Yeah, most rosters have holes. For as bad as the one-year deal is with the amount of money they're spending on Fitzpatrick, it's still a one-year deal.
Exactly.
He didn't take the bait that was out there with the agent shopping him around. We got offers. We got this. We got that. You better get us locked up for a couple of years. That money's coming off next year. So if nothing else, he's going to hold on to his job because of that reason. I agree with you. He could have gone Hoyer. They probably would have been maybe the same, maybe a little bit better, maybe not. I don't know. But
well, it's not even a matter of the quarterback's an upgrade because they're in essence really the same guy, the journeyman, best served as backup. But the $9 million could have been spent somewhere else to fortify the roster.
No question. If you're going to criticize, that's exactly where the criticism can go. However, at the end of the year, it's going to be gone. Going forward, though, and you mentioned Geno as well probably being gone.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any question there.
Then you run into the issue, and to full circle on this, I think that's where it gives credence to your question about whether or not you put Bryce Petty in there. Because from a football perspective, I'm looking at it and I'm going, all right, if he's going to be here next year, because I don't think Hackenberg's going to be ready next year either.
Wow.
I think
that's heavy when you consider today's NFL of how quickly they got to get these guys. They try and get these guys up to speed. That's a pretty heavy statement.
Agreed. But you know something, and I'll tell you why. All the criticism I've had of this that I've heard of this kid is not so much. We know what he can do physically. He was being coached up by O'Brien when he was at Penn State,
but not by James Franklin.
And not by James Franklin. And they said where this kid lacks.
Okay.
Is really fundamentals. It's footwork. It's handwork. It's basically just not having the 1-2-3 shoot that a lot of quarterbacks come out of college with. And this guy actually regressed, and he fell in. You know, you think about it. After that freshman year, Joe, you and I were talking about him on the show where we said if he comes out this year, which he can't because he was a freshman, he might have been the
number one overall pick.
Mm-hmm. You know, those days are long gone. So
and he fell all the way to the second round, and the big reason he even went the second round is one team fell in love with him. He could have dropped further easily.
No question about it. And I mean, from that aspect of it, you still have Petty on his rookie contract, so put him in.
Find out what he is. See if you have a Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch situation in New York, and in the future it'd be a heck of a lot brighter. And with the rest of the talent that you've stockpiled, you may be able to turn this around very, very quickly. I think you'd agree with me there. And that was the logic for this.
Yep.
And I think the other realities...
And if you're going to do it, let me interrupt you here. And if you're going to do it, then cut Geno now. Let him get out in the market. You know, it would be the fair thing to do.
That's his problem. Fair.
And then you got
you're getting paid. Wear your baseball cap and do it with pride.
And then you got Fitzpatrick behind him backing up on the just in case. You got three guys. You can add a little more depth in the secondary. Add another guy to the roster because God knows you need it. You know, and you go there.
Okay. I mean, I guess at the end of the year, if Todd Bowles isn't out, which, is, you know, usually you give these great coaches 3 years unless they absolutely show that they're completely overmatched. But what I could see happening based on the regression of this offense, I could see them – kind of forcing his hand and saying, listen, if you're going to stay, that's fine, but Chan Gailey's going.
Yeah, that's
fair. And I could see him going out the door with Fitzpatrick because you no longer have Well, Chan and Fitzpatrick have worked brilliantly together. Well, Fitzpatrick's not here. You don't need to be here either.
Right. It's fair.
Yeah. That's how I could see Bowles saving his job for one more year. And then if they have the turnaround, the Jets will go from there. So, you know, and that's my thoughts on the Jets. I think there's compelling cases to be made for both sides of the argument. You don't want to quit this early, but in essence, with the way Fitzpatrick and his offense are playing, are you really quitting?
Yeah, that's right. I think it's a fair question.
So just something to think about. As you said, I don't think the Jets will do it. And I think, like you said, if they do make a change at quarterback, they'll go to Geno, and we kind of know what that is. It'll be same old Jets, and it'll be a six-win team. Part and due to an impossible schedule, and part and due to the fact that their offense just isn't that good, thanks to the limitations of their quarterbacks, despite having four of them.
Yep.
Up next, Bob, back to week five Sunday NFL action. More 1 o'clock games. We'll break them all down for you. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY and read your tweets here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scotts.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hello, this is X-14.
Are you the head Martian?
Yeah, I'm the head Martian. If I ever run into you, I'm going to break your arm off and shove it down your throat.
Well, you just can't do that, Mr. Martian, because you don't know where I am.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to blow up the planet Earth.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is Brad.
He's got his man wide open. It's
time. And this one will be played by Sherrills. Crosses the 30. Sherrills still going. Only the kicker to beat. Sherrills breaking free into the end zone for the Minnesota touchdown. Third and 9. Osweiler throws up the seam and it's intercepted. Andrew Sandeo on the pick.
Boy, he's airing this one out down the field in traffic, and it's intercepted by Darius Slay. Slay caused the fumble, and now he forces the first interception in the career of Carson Wentz.
Highlights of the Texans and Vikings and of the Eagles and Lions, courtesy of CBS and Fox, respectively, as we roll on here with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Join the conversation at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. If you want to weigh in on Twitter, keep it to 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And there's so many things you can weigh in on. You know, whether it be what your favorite team did on a Week 5 NFL Sunday or the discussion we had on the future as far as this season of the New York Jets. Do they make a quarterback change? Do they go young or do they ride it out? You can also weigh in on perhaps some other issues around the NFL that we'll get to as we move along. But there's so many areas to go. Please feel free to jump on at 800-878-PLAY. Bob, we should continue our journey through this Week 5 NFL Sunday. More 1 o'clock action. And I guess we'll quickly hit this one because it was workmanlike, it was impressive, and it shows you where each of these teams are and perhaps where they're headed. It's the Titans improving to 2-3 with a 30-17 victory over the Dolphins in Miami. The Dolphins fall to 1-4. Story of this game for me was not that the Titans ran the ball, because they run the ball every week. They right. really do. That's been the given this year. They are going to pound the rock, and they've done it well. Mariota's been very inconsistent for them this year. Not so much with passing yardage and some of the stats. A lot of turnovers, and turnovers that have proved very costly this year. He had a clean game. No turnovers for Marcus Mariota. Incredibly efficient. Throws 3 touchdowns. And that Titans defense, it's a no-name defense. Other than Brian Arakpo, I don't think there's 3 names anybody knows on that entire defense. They heated up Ryan Tannehill, and they dominated the line of scrimmage in this one. And the Titans really, while they never really ran away with it until late, they controlled this one throughout, and they showed where they're headed. As I talked about going into the year, may not necessarily result in wins and losses, but they're going to be a far better football team than they were last season, where they were the very worst the NFL had to offer. Maybe they win 6 or 7 games, but each and every week they'll be competitive, and bad teams like Miami, they'll beat.
Pretty good analysis. But, you know, it's interesting, and I find it interesting that these two teams happen to match up in this particular weekend. There's going to come a time, and I'm sticking to what I said last year, you know, everybody's ready to anoint Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota as the future quarterbacks in the National Football League. And I was saying last year, not so fast. I could end up being wrong about it, but I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm not sold on either one of these guys. You talked about the turnovers. You talked about yesterday was a clean game, and look at the result, which is all great, factual, and it was a good result for the Tennessee Titans. They're building towards something. Once they get to that something, I'm going to see whether or not Marcus Mariota is the guy to take them to that next level, and I'm reserving judgment on that. Miami, on the other hand, has already been down that road, and I'm not going to put this all on Tannehill, but Miami was good for a couple of years when he first came into the league. It looked like things were pointed in the right direction with Philbin. Now they got a new football coach. Now they're trying to rebuild on the fly. And Ryan Tannehill is still not capable of lifting a team on his shoulders and being the guy. And once Miami rebuilds, they're going to face the same issue, whether or not Ryan Tannehill is the guy that can take them over the hump. I believe the answer is no. I'm not going to put this loss on him because Miami's just frankly a bad football team that doesn't have a ton of talent on it. But again, with these two teams matching up, I found it an interesting dynamic yesterday because the direction that Tennessee is going, and they're committed to it, and the direction that Miami is going, and whether or not they're going to be able to commit somewhere down the line.
Right. You know, we preach patience with Tannehill because of how little football he played in college as a quarterback. Well, he's 28 years old. We're now 5 years in.
Right.
There's no more time for patience. If it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. And in talking about Mariota, easy to have a clean game when you pound the rock the way they did. I mean, they ran the ball for 235 yards. They got great contributions from DeMarco Murray, who goes for a buck 21. Derrick Henry, an additional 54, and Mariota, 60 of his own, including rushing for a touchdown, as he was responsible for four touchdowns yesterday. So, you know, again, when you play like when the other pieces come together like they did yesterday for Tennessee, it's easy for Mariota to look good. Let's see how he elevates his game when all is not perfect. So, as you said, he's only in his second year. There's time for him to continue to grow. You can see what the Tennessee Titans are building, and you can also see why I felt they were one of the they potentially were one of the surprise teams of the NFL. And we talked about the type of surprise I thought they'd be. They didn't have them in the playoffs or anything as ridiculous as that. I just thought the progress would be ahead of schedule and ahead of what many people thought. And thus far, I'm right. As for the Dolphins, you can also see what they are. A very poorly constructed team with a terrible GM in Mike Tannenbaum. And until they get him out of there, they are going to be lost. They let their best running back go and never found a viable answer for a position where there's a ton of guys out there all the time and they cost nothing. He's not surrounding Tannehill with any talent on either side of the ball, and Tannehill's not good enough to elevate anything. Mike Tannenbaum's a terrible general manager, and until they get rid of him, they'll never be any good.
No question about it.
Let's move along. Vikings improved to 5-0 at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota. Nice stadium, by the way. Real nice place.
Oh, yeah.
See what happens when you spend $1.2 million? You usually can afford a roof unless you're here in New York. But that said, Vikings improved to 5-0, 31-13 over the Texans, who fall to 3-2. Not how I saw this game unfolding, and I'm going to tell you why. It's not that I doubted the Vikings over the course of the rest of this season. Injuries are starting to accumulate on the offensive side of the ball. AP going to be out a while, and they overcame that. But they're not a star-laden offense. And once I heard Stephon Diggs was not going to play, I'm like, well, how are they going to move the ball? I get it. Their defense will keep them competitive. But I've got to figure the Osweiler and company-led offense of the Texans will probably have an ability to make more plays with the more explosive and dynamic offensive players that they have than the Vikings would be able to. Well, boy, was I wrong. The Vikings
the hometown kid.
The Vikings dominant again on defense, right? They win in the return game again. Sam Bradford, better than solid. Also a clean game, two touchdowns in the air, no interceptions.
Yep.
Running game was pedestrian, but the big thing about the offense, it made some plays and had some chunk plays. They didn't turn over the football. The defense beat the hell out of Brock Osweiler, who was putrid. And they won on specials. That's how this team wins, and that's why they're 5-0, and that's why they won this game. For the Texans, I'm worried, man. I mean, you know, I understand it's only a third of the way through, but Osweiler has not looked like money well spent, and that offense is really not functioning at peak efficiency. And without J.J. Watt, they're not the same brand of defense.
I think that's a very fair assessment. The hometown kid, Adam Thielen, who nobody would know if they ran him over with their truck.
Or
out
tried
of Minnesota,
to, anyway.
Yeah, Minnesota State. Not even a university right.
It used to be a different name. Not Muskegee. It had a different name. They changed it to Minnesota State recently. Also, not only was he not drafted, he was one of these open tryout guys. Right. Where if you do well in the open tryout, it's not that you get a contract. You actually get a chance to come to camp. It was that unlikely of a story and an effort. And he's slowly but surely moved up the depth chart from, you know, man number 53 to special teams ace to depth player at wide receiver to now starting wide receiver. Great story. Then they just talk about next man up. And that's been the other part of their success, Bob.
No question about it. This roster is built really well. They've taken the hits injury-wise. I don't know how many more they can take.
And not many.
Every day when you look at their record, you completely understand why they made the move that they made. They paid the steep price, but they are geared towards winning this year. They recognize what their roster is, the capabilities of this roster, the depth within their conference, which is lacking. And why not the Vikings? So, you know, putting Sam Bradford in there and crossing your fingers and hoping that he stays upright thus far has paid off for them. And as you said, accurately so. Osweiler looks like bad money at this point. We'll see whether or not it stays that way, because if anybody can coach up a quarterback, his head coach can do it. But as of right now, they're not in sync. Last week, they dealt with J.J. Watt being out. I don't know, man. This could end up being one of those tough rides for a team that higher expectations were expected of.
Perhaps the saving grace for them is the AFC South is epically disappointing. And
yeah,
even at 9-7 or limping home at like 10-6, they'll still be the class of the AFC South, as a couple of those teams are just not going to fire this year.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, let's move on. More 1 o'clock action. Well, Tom Brady's back, and he's in midseason form as the Patriots improve to 4-1, 33-13 over the hapless and hopeless Cleveland Browns. Well, Cody Kessler, another starting quarterback injured. Cody Kessler, after going 5-for-8, 62 yards and a touchdown, he gets hurt. He doesn't return. Well, sideline Jesus has to come on the field. Well, he may perform miracles on the sideline, but once you put him on the field, there are no miracles being performed by Charlie Whitehurst. And the Browns never had a chance as Brady threw for 406 and 3 touchdowns, all to Martellus Bennett. They got that two tight end thing going with Bennett and Gronk. Another new wide receiver in Chris Hulk Hogan. You know, the beat just keeps going on. They're dynamic on offense. We talked about Brady coming back. Minkovich comes back. That adds a pass rush to the defense. The defense is going to be that much better. You know, they're just that good. They're a machine. That's
yes,
how you contend in the NFL for a decade and a half, Bob. There's not much more I can say. And for the Browns, long uphill climb, be nice if they could keep a quarterback healthy for more than 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, this is true, too. But, I mean, the machine is 100% right. And I don't care, film gate, air gate, this gate, that gate, Bill Belichick's best coach in the history of the National Football League. What we're watching on the stage right now won't be replaced for a long, long time. And just think, it could have been the Jets.
Yeah, well, two machines in this game. One was an offensive machine, and, well, the other, to be quite blunt, was a manure spreader.
You
can figure out which one if you watch the game. We'll wrap up hour one on the other side. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. We're the Spano and Black Attack. No flipping.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running or a school or a bakery or an HVAC shop or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano.
Sounds like everybody watching the Browns game, huh? Too bad.
Yeah, too bad. Patience, my brother, patience. We'll see whether or not Haslam has it or not, because we both think he has got the right guy with the coach.
I definitely think he's got the right guy in Hugh Jackson. I'm not sure about the unorthodox hierarchy.
Right,
I'm not sure about Sashi Brown, and I'm really not sure as far as football about Paul DePodesta, but we'll find out in a couple of years if he gives him that long.
Yeah, you know, we'll find out. But, I mean, it's so tough to judge with so lack of talent on that roster. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. There's just no talent on that roster.
Real quick, Lions and Eagles, 24-23 the final in favor of the Lions. All I'll say is this, the Lions are – they're one of many at 2-3. Eagles at 3-1. Don't get down. Don't be, see, we told you they're a paper tiger after they beat the Steelers. It's a 16-game season. It's not a loaded roster, but they're not as talentless as we thought. Now, every once in a while over the course of 16 NFL games, you're going to have one like this. They turned the ball over twice late and found a way to come up short in this game. Not much more to take away from it than that. The Eagles are a solid team. They're not great, and I'm not even sure they make the playoffs despite the big start. For the Lions, they're maddeningly inconsistent, and they are one of many, even in a wide-open NFC, probably on the outside looking in. Agreed?
Yep, but you know something? Eagles might make it. I'm going to stick to my guns. I think 9-7 wins the NFC. North, excuse me.
NFC East.
East, excuse me. I think they got issues, but you know something? Why not the Eagles?
Let's step aside, Bob, and then we'll be back with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the most memorable moments from last night's presidential debate.
It's just awfully good that someone
with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
With more on the second of three debates between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, here's Mark Mayfield.
She and Trump sparred on Trump's comments about groping women, accusations against her husband of sexual assault, and how Trump wanted to prosecute Clinton over her email scandal.
But if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation.
The third and final debate between the two is scheduled for October 19th. The storm has faded away, but major flooding from Matthew continues in North Carolina, and officials say it may continue for the next several days. This is USA Radio News.
Well, it's the headline story. Yahoo hit in the worst hack ever. 500 million accounts swiped. If you've ever had a Yahoo email account or been affiliated with Yahoo, you're in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You've got to protect yourself right now. Call ID Lion 800-941-6844. We have a special deal for you. USA Radio Network listeners can sign up now for free to get ID Lion's identity theft insurance. This hack is going to cause millions grief, loss of time, bad credit reports, and more headaches. Hackers are devious, so prepare for the worst. The fraud restoration team at ID Lion is here to help if you are one of the ones that was hit. One in four Americans will experience identity theft. Yes, one in four. So ensure your identity now with ID Lion, 800-941-6844, 800-941-6844. Remember, it's risk-free for our listener, you, and you'll get a free gift for signing up today. ID Lion, 800-941-6844.
In California, the Riverside County District Attorney is considering whether or not to seek the death penalty for the man being held for murdering two Palm Springs police officers over the weekend.
And I'm going to stick with the process. I will tell you that I consider a brutal murder of a police officer to be a very heinous crime. So I'll leave it at that.
That's DA Mike Hestron at a Sunday news conference following the apprehension of John Felix, who was accused of shooting and killing those two cops when they responded to a domestic incident. Samsung now temporarily suspending production of its Galaxy Note 7 smartphones after reports of replacements catching fire. The Wall Street Journal reporting the production halt late Sunday. Samsung recalled 2.5 million of them last month after batteries in some of the smartphones caught fire. Samsung offered owners replacements, and now at least three of those devices have reportedly caught fire in less than a week. This is USA Radio News.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
More now on the impacts Hurricane Matthew has had on the state of North Carolina.
As the sun rises in North Carolina and the blue sky returns, our state is facing major destruction and, sadly, loss of life.
That's North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory, who says massive amounts of water that fell in central parts of the state from the now dissipated Hurricane Matthew will be making their way downstream towards the coast now. And he says in some places flooding will continue for the next week and could be worse than what the state saw from Hurricane Floyd in 1999. In San Francisco, a four-year-old boy who was taken to a hospital in critical condition on Saturday afternoon after a sailboat capsized is now in good condition. The boy wasn't breathing when rescue crews and a Good Samaritan pulled him and 29 other people from the bay. The boat capsizing about 100 yards off Pier 45, San Francisco authorities now investigating to try to determine what caused that 34-foot vessel to capsize. And back to last night's debate, it made some history when it comes to social media. Here's Ethan Harp.
Once the debate started, it became the most tweeted debate ever. Twitter says Trump was mentioned in 64% of all debate postings by the halfway point. Facebook said the top moment was when Trump suggested Clinton would be in jail if he were in charge. And when pressed over a late-night tweet storm, Trump defended his own use of social media, saying it's modern communication, and quote, "I'm not unproud."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
A 1, 2, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom.
Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. I was reminded of an old sitcom, Who's the Boss? Joe Spano, 56, at Bob Black, 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And Joe, explain it to the people.
I sure will, Bob. So many ways to take Sports Byline on the go with you. Of course, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen live link and on our homepage, wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. You got the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any type of device, be it Android, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And, of course, there's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it, my friend. I've got it back together.
All right. Come on. Let's go. Go.
Yes, indeed. American Forces, we love you. You serve our country. Who could ask for anything more? We give you a little bit of home. That's all we can do.
Well, on this World Mental Health Day, good news was Odell Beckham Jr. didn't have a breakdown, so that's good news right there. And the rest of this hour, going to be a lot more NFL, a little baseball sprinkled in, and we'll sprinkle in Vinny Iyer at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. He's from the Sporting News. He's one of the key NFL writers for the Sporting News. We'll get his take on all the doings from a Week 5 NFL Sunday. But up next, we continue our journey around a Week 5 NFL Sunday game-by-game recaps as only Spano and Black can do it. That's next on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick off Hour 2 right after this.
As a pro, every job matters. And I know that I could always trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With big discounts on bulk purchases, I spend less time shopping around and more time getting the work done.
Now through November 1st at Lowe's, come into your local Lowe's store and get 20% off all in-stock fiberglass insulation. Hurry in today and visit the Pro Desk in-store for details. Valid October 5th, 2016 through November 1st, 2016. U.S. only.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
That sounds crazy enough to work.
From the 30, Ryan with time and dumps it across the middle. And that's Coleman still going. Kevin Coleman. Run out of bounds, inside the 20. Freeman has it, touchdown Atlanta. Paxton Lynch at his own end zone. And that's intercepted. He hung it up in the air. Ricardo Allen came over and picked it off. Complete Matt Ryan. Tevin Coleman in for a Falcon touchdown.
And the snap goes off the fingertips of Kazer. It's rolling around. And it looks like the Raiders pick it up at the 34-yard line. How many ways can the Chargers let a fourth-quarter opportunity go by the board?
Well, highlights of Falcons, Broncos, and Chargers, Raiders, courtesy of Fox and CBS, respectively, help us kick off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the discussion. That number to get involved again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. Keep it to 140 characters or less at JoeSpano56, at BobMlack71, or at SportsByline USA, Bob. What do you say we wrap up our week one, our week five NFL Sunday and get to the last of the one? Well, actually, we got any of the 1 o'clock games? Yes, we got 1 1 o'clock game left. Mm-hmm. Then we got to roll into a bunch of 4 o'clock and late action from a week five NFL Sunday. Last of the 1 o'clockers, Bob, Colts 2-3 with a 29-23 win over the Bears. Bears fall to 1-4. Well, if you want to know anything about this game, neither of these teams are any good. Colts are 2-3 or one of many. AFC South's been incredibly disappointing. Everybody's anointed it the worst division in the National Football League this year. They're only one game back of a struggling Houston Texans team. So maybe they're in it, and maybe they figured something out offensively. Just put the game in the hands of Andrew Luck and get out of the way. They played tempo, and when they played tempo, their offense clicked. When they slowed down, they had issues. Defensively, neither of these teams could cover a bed with a blanket, and it showed in this one. And offensively, the Bears put up great numbers. But one final completion from Luck to T.Y. Hilton spelled the difference in this one. And for those of you that are falling in love with Brian Hoyer, because of his 397 and two touchdowns. All I'm going to say is this. Remember last January, Chiefs-Texans AFC wildcard round playoff game? That's all you got to know about Brian Hoyer. He'll tantalize you for a few weeks. He's a career backup, journeyman, a top flight backup slash bottom line starter. Cutler's gone anyway, but the realities are when Cutler gets healthy, he needs to go back in the lineup as he's the better quarterback.
Yeah, it's what it comes down to. And, you know, we talked about him earlier in the show. I mean, if he was playing for the Jets, we'd probably be having the same conversation. He's good. Hold a clipboard. If you need to use him once in a while, the season's not lost. But on a bad team, he can start for you, but you ain't going to win many football games.
Exactly. So this idea that he's a world beater is a mistake. And really, I don't have much here because neither of these teams play a lick of defense like we talked about. Andrew Luck's the difference.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Did this win save Chuck Pagano's job in season?
In season, yeah. They're only a game out of the AFC South race.
No, but
they're only a game out of the top spot. So,
had they lost yesterday, would he have been fired?
I don't know. I really don't know. Probably not. I think he gets the season. I think after the season, almost no matter what happens here, they're going to make a change. They've got to figure out how to get more out of Andrew Luck and how to surround him with some talent that'll put this team in a position to truly compete. Got a franchise quarterback. Got to do more. That's the realities. What do you say we move on to 4 o'clock action, Bob? And this game really impressed me. And I'm finally convinced. I was convinced last year, and they took a giant dookie on my head and taught me a lesson. But this year, I'm convinced. The Falcons improved to 4-1 with a 23-16 win over the Broncos in Denver. Denver falls to 4-1. Game was not nearly that close. Denver put up 13 in the fourth quarter to make it look a lot better than it was. Realities are, this game, particularly for the first three quarters, all Atlanta Falcons. And I'll give you a couple of things I took out of it. The Falcons' offense is for real and will be the rest of the year because Alex Mack at center changes everything. They now have a respectable offensive line or good offensive line. They have run-pass balance. In addition to using those running backs on the ground, you heard in the highlight package, they're a huge part of the passing game to complement Julio Jones. And now Matt Ryan is not forced to push his luck. And they have balance, and he doesn't. And now you don't see the bevy of turnovers that you saw from Matt Ryan last year that resulted in scores for the opposition. What you're seeing now is the most explosive and most balanced offense in the NFC right now. And that coupled with a defense where Vic Beasley had a coming out party, if they can continue that, Vic Beasley finally emerging and actually getting up after the quarterback on a weekly basis, along with Dwight Freeney proving that, 50 is the new 20.
Yeah, he's not dead yet.
Yeah, you know, that coupled with a defense that can stay on the field 34 minutes a game, they may look an awful lot like the 2014 Dallas Cowboys. And in this weak NFC, that may be enough to put them near the head of the class. And for Denver, I wouldn't worry about it. Paxton Lynch is very, very raw. He struggled in this game. The offense as a whole struggled. The Falcons found something on defense to exploit their running backs against the Bronco linebackers. You know, in a game of adjustments, there'll be some adjustments made by Wade Phillips on that defense going forward. I wouldn't worry about the Broncos. They're still one of the best the AFC has to offer with that defense. And when they get Trevor Siemian back, the offense will be pretty solid. But I think the Falcons showed everybody in the National Football League that they are for real last year and not the paper tiger they were last year.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. Look, yeah, I'll start backwards to forwards on this. You're 100% right about Denver. Chill out. Lynch will be fine somewhere down the line. Maybe they have a quarterback controversy. Maybe they don't. They're going to lean on their defense. They didn't have enough offense yesterday. It wasn't a catastrophic loss, yada, yada, yada. You know, from the Atlanta perspective, I'm 90% there as far as being sold. As you said last year, they took a giant dookie on everybody. But the reality is, Matt Ryan, it's, you know, Danielson has balanced this year. He has a balanced running game. He has very good wide receivers. You know, Coleman with the blood disorder, I don't know if that's going to be a game-by-game situation where they're going to have to just monitor him as far as how they use him, but they have weapons. Freeman, nice solid game running the football. They're committed to having balance, and Ryan doesn't have to take risk. Last year, it was all about risk. It was the Julio Jones show. That was it. There was nothing else going on with this football team. Now, with Mac at center, and people just don't realize sometimes how important the center-quarterback relationship is, they've got a legit football team this year, and it takes the pressure off the defense. In the NFC, why not the Falcons?
Yeah, I mean, and the balance of power has changed in the NFC. There's the traditional powers outside of Seattle are not powers. And I'm seeing a changing of the guard a little bit in the NFC. And that's something we can quickly discuss on in the next segment before we get to the rest of the Week 5 NFL Sunday schedule, a quick preview of the Monday night matchup, and a quick thumbnail on all the Major League Baseball postseason action. So we got a lot of ground to cover in that next segment. And we'll start by talking about perhaps a changing of the guard atop the NFC. And then we'll roll to, all I can say is, as my tease for the next segment, poor Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you, man. Poor Philip Rivers. We'll get to all of that. It'll be a jam-packed middle segment of hour number two as we set the stage for Vinny Iyer to join us at 40 after hour number two. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE
855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
You know, maybe yes, maybe no. But before we went to the break, and this is the Spano and Black Attack, Joe was talking about the changing of the guard, perhaps in a National Football Conference.
You know, let me make my case. I want to see what you think here. You know, I mentioned a changing of the guard and perhaps new powers at the top of the NFC. You look at the two teams that were in last year's NFC championship game. The Carolina Panthers are struggling with post-Super Bowl loser hangover. They're 1-3 heading into a Monday night matchup against the disappointing Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but no Cam Newton. Derek Anderson starts, so they could very easily be 1-4. And again, on the outside in when it as it relates to the playoff picture. Arizona Cardinals are 2-3, and we can't say they've looked like the Arizona Cardinals at all. They've been shaky as all you know what. The Packers, they're one of the other traditional powers in recent vintage at the top of the conference. You watch the Sunday night special.
Yep.
They're okay, but they ain't great. So amongst those traditional powers over the last 5 years that have ruled the NFC, the only one that still looks like they're really good is the Seattle Seahawks. So in my mind, all of a sudden, in this wide-open NFC, I look at the Vikings and I look at the Falcons, and I think that they've become, you know, along with Seattle, they're the top dogs right now in the NFC. So I'm seeing something of a changing of the guard atop the NFC.
Well, having just passed the quarter pole, I'm not so sure I'll go that far. I think there's addition to the guard, and certainly with Minnesota. I mean, anybody that doesn't think Minnesota's legit just isn't watching football. We know what happened last year with Atlanta. You're 100% there. I'm 90% there. They look pretty legitimate. I still think Carolina has time, and I think they start with that tonight, and we'll get into that on the back end of the show.
Interesting.
You know, you're right. Some of the other heavy hitters are now pedestrian, and they're trying to do it on the fly while they still have their franchise guys and the elite players that are still on the top of their roster. But it's not always easy, because once you lose that depth, any hit that you take to one of your top guys ends up paying off in being a mediocre team. So maybe you end up being right. You know, again, we got a long way to go. Let's see how it plays out. But couple of teams, certainly the future is looking bright right now, and they're the brightest bulbs in the NFC.
Fair enough. Let's head to the AFC. More 4 o'clock action. Two teams sliding or headed in opposite directions. Raiders improved to 4-1. One is sliding. Raiders improved to 4-1, 34-31 over the Chargers. And you heard the highlight package earlier on about what can I say? The Chargers could very easily be 5-0. They were in every – how they lost to Kansas City, I still don't know. How they lost this game, I still don't know. You know, they are snatching defeat from the jaws of victory on a week-in, week-out basis. The defense is not good. Phillip Rivers is still great, and he's a one-man band. I feel so bad for him, but – they are a bad football team, as the record says, and when you watch them find new and creative ways to lose, it spotlights just how bad they are. For the Raiders, 4-1, not yet clicking on all cylinders on either side of the ball. Better things are coming in Oakland as both sides of the football come together, and they're already 4-1 on the year.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting with Oakland, because I'm with you. I'm sitting there. We liked that team. We liked it in the offseason. I'm watching them. They're the first week they were lucky to win. They're squeaking by in some of their other wins. They lose to Atlanta, who we both believe is legit. And I'm waiting for that all eight cylinders. I'm waiting for that to happen. Next week's going to be a test. They get a Kansas City football team that's hurting right now. They're in desperate mode. Then they got Jacksonville and Tampa Bay, who theoretically they should beat up on. And then they go to Denver or host Denver before their bye. if they can make some hay here, then I'm going to buy in. They got me on the edge a little bit. I'm a little bit nervous about my pick here, Joey.
Fair enough, Bob, and understandably so. I think, as you said, next 4 weeks, if they galvanize, we're all on board. If they don't, they're suddenly a lot closer to 500, and there's a lot more questions than answers.
Poor
Well, the Los and Angeles
– let me
well,
I'm sorry. Let me correct. They're not sliding. They're swirling.
All right. There you go. The Los Angeles Rams are in first place no more in the NFC West as they fall to 3-2, while the Buffalo Bills improved to 3-2 in the L.A. Coliseum. 30-19, the final tally in this one. Again, 3-0 since Anthony Lynn has taken over as offensive coordinator. Tyrod Taylor didn't throw it for a lot, but he made some plays. They ran the ball brilliantly against that tough Rams defense. And you got bad Case Keenum. Yeah, he threw for 271 yards, but he threw two interceptions. And the Rams show you that if their defense doesn't bring it, their offense is not going to keep up and they can't win. They're not a first-place team. They're a limited team. Even in a wide-open NFC, despite being 3-2, they're not making the playoffs. There's still work to be done here in Los Angeles with the Rams. But at least at 3-2 through the first third of the season, it's keeping that interest going with those fickle Los Angeles fans, and you're going to have sellout crowds in the Coliseum for a while.
Yeah, who'd have thunk it? Greg Roman, not an offensive genius. You know, to be fair, Los Angeles only had one starter on the front four. But again, bad Case Keenum, as you said. The question there is, when do they go to Goff, or are they just going to bite the bullet this season and let him start in year two? Because all indications are this kid just flat out isn't ready. So I'm curious to see this play. I really am.
I think patience. You know, fan base is happy enough. You know, you got 1 year of gravitas. You're being competitive. The fickle L.A. fans won't quit. Bring Goff in to start year two, and hopefully he can hit the ground running like so many of the young quarterbacks around the NFL have.
Yep.
Moving on to the last of the 4 o'clock games. Cowboys improved to 4-1, looking awful lot like the 2014 vintage Cowboys. 28-14 over the Bengals. It was 28-0 early third quarter. And, well, the Bengals scored a couple late in the fourth. Not close at all. Dak Prescott was terrific again. Makes a lot of Sunday throws, which is appropriate. He's a Sunday quarterback now.
Yes.
Ezekiel Elliott and Alfred Morris are a great running back duo with Prescott back there. They don't run him a lot, but you got to respect the read option. No Dez Bryant, no problem. And this defense, it's not on the field very much. So just like 2014, they don't get exposed, and they play this umbrella coverage, keep everything in front of them, force you to be perfect on offense. You usually make a mistake or bog down before you score. And the Cowboys have found that winning formula. Quarterback controversy is burgeoning, but for this moment found the winning formula, and they look pretty darn good. I'm impressed. They look like they may, more so than the Eagles, look like the class of the NFC East to me.
And the Cincinnati Bengals look incredibly pedestrian. And it's not on Dalton. I'm not going to throw it on Dalton. I'm going to throw it on their coach, as I always do. I think he's one
throw
of the most
overrated coaches. Throw it on that defense that got smacked
football.
Around by the Dallas Cowboys.
That's exactly where I was going. You know, it the offense, yeah, it was triple zeros until the fourth quarter, but their defense didn't do them any favors, and they were in a hole constantly. You know, I'll chalk it up this time around to laying an egg, but I'm looking at Cincinnati, and I'm going,
2-3, not too many more eggs that can be laid, Bob. And really, that great Cowboys offensive line with Tyron Smith returning at left tackle, Ronald Leary will be fine until Lyle Collins comes back. They pushed a very talented and very good Geno Atkins-led Bengals defensive line around. And they ran a ball down their throats and gave Dak Prescott plenty of time in the passing game, Bob. Cowboys are legit good, a lot like 2014. Defense gets hidden. DeMarcus Lawrence, their best pass rusher, is back, so that helps a little bit. And they seem to have figured some things out in the secondary. I'm pretty optimistic on the Cowboys. Not as sold as I am on a couple of other teams in the NFC, but pretty optimistic.
Yep. Giants 23-16, losers to Green Bay.
Yeah, the Sunday night special wasn't special. Neither of these teams were particularly good. For the Giants, their offensive line stinks, and it really just hamstrings everything they do offensively. Ben McAdoo's play calling is incredibly conservative as a result. Eli's not confident. He's got happy feet. The eyes are down looking at the pass rush. And on defense, the secondary is
just beset by injuries. And because the offense can't sustain anything, the defense is on the field too much. They're starting to miss tackles, and they look a lot like last year's defense, even though we know they're better. It's kind of the same old Giants. Until they address that offensive line, they're not going anywhere fast. They're one of many at 2-3, and they're probably the third best team in their division. For the Packers, they're okay. No more than that. They're okay. Aaron Rodgers wasn't great in this one by any stretch of the imagination.
You know what part of the problem is with the Giants? And look, we all know about the offensive line. Their explosive weapons are in the wide receiver core, not in the running back position. How do you fix a bad offensive line? You run block. Everybody can run block. You know, they don't. They don't move people out. They don't have a consistent running attack. That would ease up some of the burden on Eli, because they know he's going to have to go to his weapons, but he can't get downfield with them because he doesn't have enough time. Unfortunately for the Giants, they can't run the damn ball.
Yeah. I mean, there are numbers, and you look at some of the Pro Football Focus stuff that has this offensive line rated as one of the top five offensive lines in the NFL. All I say is, numbers aside, eye test. It's a bad offensive line. A lot of problems there. The Monday night matchup we'll preview as we get out the door along with the baseball, Bob. Yeah, we'll do a quick tie a quick bow around this weekend's Major League Baseball postseason action and give you a rapid-fire preview of the Monday night matchup, which doesn't really present as a scintillating matchup, but we'll preview it anyway. But we got to get ready for Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News and get his take on everything that occurred on a Week 5 NFL Sunday. That's next here on The Attack. We're the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano, he's Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone limited edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or Daddario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scotts.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Let's go out to our phones where we bring in, from the Sporting News, senior NFL writer Vinny Iyer. Vinny, welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack. Always great to talk to you.
Hey, thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. I guess the place I'll start, it's been something we've been talking about throughout the show. I've talked a little bit about, and Bob has as well, the balance of power and a changing of the guard atop the NFC. With Carolina being so disappointing, Arizona struggling, you look at what Minnesota's doing and what Atlanta's doing. Are we all of a sudden seeing a new guard or a new top group at the top of the NFC?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, remember, Minnesota is pretty close to the top of the NFC last year as well. So, I mean, they're not too far removed. I think the South is a little bit in flux. I think the Cardinals, there's some questions about them. But I think Green Bay is still in this mix. And you look at who played the Vikings the best right now. That's the team that had the real chance of beating them a few weeks ago. So that's the team that's always in the mix. And then the team at rest, Seattle, that you have to look at. They really are starting to get things together. They're going to be healthier coming out of this bye. So I still like Seattle as a team when you look all around, everything that they have defensively and offensively. They're still my team there, but I think Minnesota is right there with them. And you look at Atlanta, very impressive win in Denver. You can't take anything away from that. And I think you had to see that to more believe in them because you weren't sure where they were at. But now that they've done that, now they're going into Seattle, so we'll get a good test of them in the NFC, that you feel that they're right there in the mix with those other teams.
You know, Vinny, it's interesting, and you mentioned Seattle. Is it possible for a team that has been that good for that long to be a little bit taken for granted?
I think they are, especially because I think everyone looks at, oh, is their window finished here? Are we going moving on from there, especially with Marshawn Lynch gone? And then the Legion of Boom had some struggles last year. But when you look at them now, they're back at that level. Cam Chancellor playing very well again. He's not having the same lapses. Richard Sherman is off the charts, been outstanding with every coverage assignment he's had. And you look at their depth now with Deshaun Shedd and Jeremy Lane, they're actually deeper in the Legion of Boom than they've ever been. And then you look at Russell Wilson on the other side, you saw Jimmy Graham get going last week. They seem to be able to run the ball with anybody. So at this point, I don't see too many things wrong with Seattle. I know they have some offensive line issues, but not that Minnesota doesn't have those either.
You know, you look at the game in Heinz Field, the Steelers and the Jets, and my big takeaway is, well, the Steelers are scary good. Defense is improving. Offense with Le'Veon Bell back in the mix can do anything. Run the ball, throw it through the air. They can beat you so many ways. Then I look in turn at the Jets, and I see a team that was hamstrung by a tough schedule and a quarterback that they overrated. At 1-4, I guess their season's done. You know, how do you see this all shaking out for the Jets moving forward from here as they move beyond the first five games of the season?
Well, I think the first few questions they have to ask is, are they really done if they feel that way? I mean, some teams, we think they're done, but unfortunately they tend to think they're around and want to be more competitive. They're done. Then the next question is, who do we want to look at quarterback? Unfortunately, Bryce Petty has not been healthy early, or he might have gotten a chance here. Are they really want to look at Geno Smith again? Is he just a stopgap to play out the string? Then you might as well do that with Fitzpatrick because you're paying him anyway at this point. So I think they have a decision to make. Are they going to start to get a glimpse of their future of that position? Is anyone on this roster their future? Or do they just say, okay, we're going to go down with Fitzpatrick, we'll get paid him? It looks more egg in our face to not play him out there. He's the guy who's still liking this offense. So these are all major questions they have going forward. I think at some point, with the play being shaky, they have to go look at Geno Smith. Maybe he can spark them. Maybe he can go on a run or something. But at this point, they have to make that decision pretty soon.
Vinny, I want to stick with the Jets for a second because Joe and I were discussing it at length. I started to look at this a little bit last year. I started to feel a little more strongly about it this year. I see in a head coach in Todd Bowles, a guy that it took a while for him to get his chance. I'm starting to see a guy that is perhaps better served as a coordinator than as a head coach. How do you feel?
Well, you look at the decision in that game. I mean, at the end of it, when they had their fourth and short, they decided to punt, you know, down a couple scores. I mean, that's just not something you can do. I mean, you had to try to keep the ball there and try to score. And against an offense like the Steelers that can run the ball and run out the clock, you really have to keep pushing. And then you saw what happened. The Steelers put the game away. So that is a big game decision that you question. You question how they played quarterback all offseason with having the four guys in there with Christian Hackenberg, with Hackenberg hardly seeing the practice field, being way too locked in to bringing back Fitzpatrick, and kind of not being fair to Smith and the way they've treated that. So there are a lot of things in terms of scheme and personnel and handling of personnel that Bowles has been kind of whiffing on here in the past two seasons.
You know, Vinny, let's head to Baltimore, where the Ravens lost a tough one yesterday. They left a bunch of points on the field. They're now 3-2. I like their defense a lot. The offense has really been a work in progress, to be kind. And now we see Mark Trestman out, I've just heard, and that Marty Morningwig is now going to take over as the offensive coordinator. Will this help at all? Does it mean anything? And where do you stand on the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, I think you can see why Trestman was so cool. You look at the balance yesterday. 46 pass attempts for Joe Flacco, and then you had 11 carries for Terrence West. This is a terrible Washington run defense, and Terrence West was running well against it, as well as Buck Allen. So to throw that many times in that kind of a game that's scoring in the teens, that's really unacceptable. When you're finally got this running game going that's been dormant for 3 weeks, got going in week four, got it looking good here in week five with more depth in there. So you got to make that change, because there's a lot of Joe Flacco, and really when you look around, the weapons are not that great. You have Mike Wallace and Dennis Pitta. Now you have questions about Steve Smith and the ankle going forward. So there's not a lot of passing weapons here. I think they have more upside in the running game. They're going to be more balanced and play more complementary football to help that defense. And I think that's where Trestman was at helping this team.
The great Vinny Ryer joining us on the attack. And Vinny, I saw it on the Sporting News front page. It wasn't your article, but Brady is back. And whether you love him or hate him, it's got to be good to have him back in the league.
Yeah, I guess you can look at it that way if you're a Patriots fan. I guess if you're a Steelers fan and a Broncos fan, you're probably not as happy. But he's out there, and it looked good. And the Patriots, you look across the board, their offense suddenly came to life everywhere. He said he was rusty. Somehow, when you throw from 406 yards, I don't think you're rusty. But you know, that's the kind of competitor he is. He's not happy unless it's a perfect game and they win, and they don't give up any points, and he doesn't miss a pass. So that's the way he feels. But there's a little bit of rust there. I mean, in terms of the connection with Julian Edelman, but everyone else he was in the zone with yesterday. So you look at him going forward in this team. I can't wait for that matchup with the Steelers. That's going to be fun to see him and Roethlisberger go at it at their prime here.
Let's head down to Big D, Dallas, Texas. Cowboys were impressive in their 28-14 win. They stormed out 28-0 early third quarter. Don't think they whiffed on a single possession until sometime middle of the third quarter. Looks an awful lot like the 2014 Cowboys, pounding the rock, time of possession, Ezekiel Elliott, Alfred Morris, great offensive line, quarterback able to do things because they're running in balance, and it does an incredibly good job of hiding what is a very average defense. So I'll ask you two questions. Number one, are the Cowboys for real in the wide-open NFC, and how much trouble the Bengals in as they fall to 2-3 and have had a couple of real clinkers this year?
Well, the Cowboys are certainly for real. When you look at around the division, the Eagles have fallen back to earth. The Giants have really been a three fall, and Washington is not that good at this point. And, yeah, it's very similar to the formula 2 years ago. Their defense needs to be protected, but I think their running game is actually better now with Ezekiel Elliott and his explosiveness there, pure ability to dominate a game, both with the chunks of yards and the home run plays that he produced against the Bengals. So you look at that, and Dak Prescott, it seems like the Bengals – we're actually believing that they said, oh, no, anyone can run behind that offensive line. Dak Prescott is awesome. I guess they just stared and watched as both of those things kind of happened for the Cowboys. So it's a simple formula, but it's very similar to 2 years ago, like you said, and it's working because Prescott can give you that extra element of also being able to run and finish in the red zone himself.
You know, Vinny, it one of our teams that we liked going into the season is the Raiders, and they squeaked by against the Chargers, as Joe and I talked about. Poor Phillip Rivers. But the reality is Raiders are winning, but they're not winning particularly pretty. Are you seeing warts Or is it just something where they just haven't gotten it together yet? And once they do, look out, National Football League.
Well, there's definitely worse in terms of, I think they expected their defense to play a lot better. They invested in a lot to help Khalil Mack there, who got Bruce Irvin, choked up their secondary with Sean Smith, got Reggie Nelson in there. But you saw some of the help showing up there with Carl Joseph making big plays there against the Chargers. It really changed the course of that game. So I think it's going to be more of a defense that makes timely plays rather than holds you down with the yardage and all that. But you just like the fight of this team. I mean, you look at Derek Carr and Jack Del Rio, they're just so excited about being able to close team. I think they get off on beating teams in the final minutes, and they've done that consistently this season. So there's something special about them. I don't know what it is in terms of X's and O's, but it's more that they feel it and believe it, that this is a team that's going to be in the playoffs, and you see that in the way they're finishing these close games.
Final one from me before we let you run. I'll turn things over to Bob as he'll tie a bow around this segment. Bills 3 straight, now 3-2. What has Anthony Lynn done that's so much different than Greg Roman did with this offense that's allowing them to operate at peak efficiency 3 straight weeks under Anthony Lynn's charge?
I think it's the old KISS, keep it simple, stupid, back thing. I mean, you don't have Sammy Watkins. You don't really have legitimate receivers. You've had guys fall down consistently. There's nobody there that's going to scare anyone. So it's like, throw it out to LeSean McCoy. Let him do it. Just pound away, ground and pound, old school Rex Ryan, what he wants. And it seemed to work. When the defense starts to play better and hold their end of the bargain, you can get away with that. LeSean McCoy has just loved it. He's loved getting the volume. He's loved being able to reel off those long runs again. So he's pleasing their big dog in the backfield, and you're seeing the results of this where they don't really need much else when you're running and playing defense like that.
You know, Vinny, I want to take it back for a split second for the minute that we have you. We touched briefly on the Vikings, and you talked about them being on the cusp last year. And, you know, maybe they are moving into the elite. Where did you stand on the move for Bradford, and do you understand why the organization did it?
Well, I just didn't like the cost of it. It was a little bit desperate to me at the time, but they had to do something here because I don't think this is going to be the same result with Sean Hill at this point. So they had to do something to kind of say, this is our window, this is our time now. We need at least a competent guy back there, guy that can maybe fit in North Turner's offense pretty quickly. And they identified Bradford quickly and went after him. So you applaud the aggressiveness of it. I don't know still if it was a good long-term move, and I still have my doubts about Bradford holding up behind this offensive line at some point. But for now, all things are good. He's really taken advantage of not having to do a lot. I mean, you've got a defense that dominates. You don't have to really light up anyone, and you can be successful in that for a lot of quarterbacks.
Well, Vinny, we appreciate the couple minutes. Please, your social handles and where they could find your good work.
Well, it's very easy. It's Vinny Iyer, all lowercase, all one word, on Twitter, and you can also find me on Facebook at Vinny Iyer, and then sportingnews.com. Check out all the great content there coming out of week 5.
We appreciate the couple minutes. We'll have you back on down the line, obviously. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Vinny Iyer from the sportingnews.com. And senior NFL writer, Joe, he's great. And he brings a really unique perspective to his thought process because he goes in depth on everything.
Well, all I can say is this. If there's a story we haven't covered today, I don't know how we missed it. Because between Vinny and you and I, we hit every headline in some form or fashion and gave you our thoughts on everything that happened on a Week 5 NFL Sunday. Last segment. Rapid fire Monday Night Football preview and an even quicker recap of this weekend's baseball postseason action. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Let's get it on. We got a Carolina-Tampa Bay matchup tonight. Two teams in dire straits, Joe. And I think Carolina turns it around tonight. This is the season for them right here. We've talked about the malaise. We've talked about the hangover. For whatever reason, it's not clicking for Tampa Bay. I think tonight it clicks for Carolina.
Season's over for the Carolina Panthers. I understand they're in their own building, but it's Derek Anderson. Therein lies the problem. It's Derek Anderson. They've already overreacted by cutting their starting corner. The season is over for the Carolina Panthers as the Buccaneers save their season, going up to Carolina and pulling their record to 2-3 while they dispatch the Panthers and send them to 1-4.
All righty.
Take it for what it's worth. We'll see what happens, but that's my thoughts on that one. Derek Anderson being the quarterback. Yeah, being Derek Anderson being the starting quarterback going to be a huge problem. We move on to the baseball. You had the Blue Jays sweep the Rangers in the ALDS. They'll head to the ALCS and await the winner of the Red Sox and Indians. Three games on the slate today. Dodgers and Nationals all knotted at one apiece. That'll open things up at 4 Eastern time out in L.A. Gio Gonzalez and Maeda for the Dodgers. The middle of the three games, Red Sox hanging on for dear life. They host the Indians down 2-0. Clay Buchholz and Tomlin for the Tribe. And then you wrap things up. Giants host the Cubs. They're fighting for their playoff lives as well. Madison Bumgarner on a bump for the Giants. Jake Arrieta there, his opposite number for the Cubbies.
Everybody going to stop it. It's going to be Bumgarner. Very impressive with Toronto. They did a nice job getting it done.
They sure did. Ironically, it's Rougned Odor's throwing error that allows Josh Donaldson to score the winning run.
Yep.
We're out of here. Thanks to Vinny Iyer. Thanks to Robert. Thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. Until tomorrow, when we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.